You're tuned into tomorrow. Right here on the Advanced Media Network.
What if people with type 1 diabetes had the power to manage their condition without finger sticks? To always know their glucose levels and where they're heading with just a glance at their smart device? To customize alerts and alarms to help keep them in range? All this knowledge powered by a small wearable. Introducing the Dexcom G6. Make knowledge your superpower. For a list of compatible smart devices, visit dexcom.com/compatibility. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G6 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
Your technology auditory gem. We are your Gas-X for tech. Among other things, we're here to help with any consumer tech questions you may have. And I am Dave Graveline. Erasmo's in the control room. Horatio working with the show out of New York. And
Chris Graveline
here in our Miami studios with me. This is the show of Into Tomorrow for the weekend of July 12th, 2019. Delighted to have you with us. And of course, we're in the middle of our cool Into Tomorrow hot summer giveaway. Is it hot where you are? You know how hot it is here in Miami quite frequently, and we never get actual temperatures over 100 degrees. We have feels like that gets like that by all means. And sometimes our cars will tell us it's 103. Well, that's because they've been baking in the sun, and it just is hotter.
Well, the other day it was hot enough for your phone mount to melt off your windshield.
Yeah, that was weird. Got out to the car, which I, of course, pre-start, so the air's on, the air conditioning is on, and it's comfortable. And I get in, and I go to put my phone up, and the phone mount is there, but it was hanging by gunk.
Yeah, because the suction cup had actually melted in the heat.
It did. It melted right there on the windshield, and it was just hanging. We should post that. Remind me to send the photo to H so he can put it up on the show page or something, because it was freaky. And it's one of the from RoboQI, and I've already sent them an email saying, so do you have a version that works in the heat? Especially here in Miami, because I'd love to try it, because it was a QI charger. Well, it still is. It just doesn't work that way anymore, because I have no way to... I actually put it laying down sideways on my console.
Put some rubber bands around it to hold the phone onto it.
Well, that's not the problem. The phone can still hold onto the charger, and it'll still charge, but it won't stick to the windshield now. Because all the gunk is just... Oh, you got to see the picture. Intotomorrow.com. Check it out. Hour two. And in the middle of our tech news segment. And I have, don't let me forget to send it to H so he can get it on the post right away.
Don't forget to send that to H.
Thanks. Why don't you have Siri remind you to remind me later? That would be much more efficient.
Remind me in an hour to remind the boss to send H the picture.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll remind you.
She says, remind the boss to send a picture. I'll get the idea.
Okay, very good. I hope so. And then I will send the picture. Of what, though? You have to say which picture. Oh, yeah, the RoboQI thing. So, yeah, it's hot. And I'm sure it's very hot where most of you are listening to us. Even our affiliates in Alaska having an unseasonably warm time up there, even with snow on the ground.
Yeah, I read something last week that there was some part of Alaska, I think, that was like close to 90 degrees.
Yes. They said that it rivaled the temperature in Miami, which, of course, we're at the extreme other end of the country.
Meanwhile, the first week of summer, around Denver, they had like 2 feet of snow.
I know. It was, in fact, the first day of summer, it was snowing.
I think Mother Nature's going through the change.
Oh, jeez. That is one way to put it. I will go with that. Apple reportedly testing a beta iCloud site that will accept sign-ins using only Face ID and Touch ID. Initial users will need a beta version of iOS 13, iPad OS, or Mac OS Catalina to trigger the facial or touch recognition. But my concern, how do you touch a cloud? I get the facial recognition part, but what about the touch ID for iCloud?
Well, you need a plane, but an open cockpit plane so that you can go up there and actually reach out.
Or skydive, and you're not supposed to skydive through a cloud, but if it's for your Apple ID.
Well, because if you skydive through a cloud, you're going to be hitting everybody's data on your way down.
Oh, that's true. See, and I did that when I skydove. Well, is that how you say it, past tense?
But that was before there was such thing as data, and there were no clouds to put
it in. There was still data. Yeah, it wasn't in the clouds then. That's true. And the doctor who did back surgery on me many years ago said, oh, I saw you went skydiving. Yeah, it was awesome. Well, good. They'll never do that again. I went, what? That's how he put it to me as well. He said, no, that's very cool that you did, but no, you won't be doing that again. And I don't want you landing hard or, you know, no running. I don't want you because I took this much out of your spine. I went, oh, am I spineless now? He goes, no, no, no. But you will be if you do skydiving again. I went, oh, man, that was really wild. It was unbelievably frightening as I first jumped out of the plane. But then it was cool.
I don't know why you would have wanted to jump out of a perfectly good plane anyway.
There are no perfectly good planes. That's what skydivers will tell you. That's why they jump out of them. How do we get on that? Oh, the cloud.
Yeah.
I touch for the cloud. So, but if you don't skydive or you're not in a helicopter with no doors on it or an airplane with an open cockpit, how do you touch the cloud? I'm very concerned about that. If anybody knows, let us know. 800-899-INTO. I want to know, how does Touch ID work with the cloud? See, not being an iPhone-y, I don't.
Apparently,
don't.
Jimi Hendrix had no problem touching the cloud. One of his songs?
It's a whole different story. Okay. There were drugs that helped him with that song at that point.
So back in May, Uber launched a new experiment, selling train and bus tickets through its app for customers in Denver, Colorado. Now the company reports that it has sold over 1,200 tickets for the city's regional transportation district, which operates Denver's public transportation system. Uber Transit, the company's in-app ticketing feature, was made available to a small cohort of customers in May, and it has since become available to 100% of the Uber users in Denver as of the end of June. The company reports growth averaging 42% each week during the rollout period. Mm. Now, this isn't some exercise in civic charity. Uber is hoping that by putting public transportation on equal footing with ride-hailing in its app, it can both blunt criticism that it poaches rides from public transit while also furthering its quest to become the de facto smartphone app for all modes of transportation.
Oh, that's kind of interesting. Because they're getting their hands in anything they can.
But I think it's a good way to do both those things, because they're adding more options for transportation, but they're also kind of pacifying those people that say, but this app is now taking away my work and my business.
Well, and sort of along those lines, a recent study found the launch of ride-sharing services like Uber and Lyft can be associated with a 3% increase in the number of traffic-related deaths in nearby locations. The study, which includes automobile, bike, and pedestrian deaths, points to an overall increase in cars on the road when Uber and Lyft and other such services come to town. So they're putting more cars on the road in order to provide these services, whatever they're doing. Uber Eats and things like that, too. More cars on the road. So people worry about infrastructure, but then an increase in the number of traffic-related deaths as well. Got to watch for those kind of things. And similarly along those lines, because we've talked a lot about the many food delivery services lately, like Uber Eats, DoorDash, and others, the UK's Competition and Markets Authority, I like how they name things, has launched an investigation into a $575 million Amazon-led investment into restaurant delivery service Deliveroo. I think that's how they say it. Deliveroo? Yeah. It's based on competition concerns. Amazon would take a minority equity stake in Deliveroo as part of the planned investment, which will be on hold while regulators examine that deal. Amazon's spending $575 million. That's kind of wild. And the UK's Competition and Markets Authority doesn't like that. They're telling Jeff Bezos, go away. You're thwarting real competition.
Along the lines of the UK and Amazon, Britain's state-run health service is teaming up with Amazon. So, of course, they're slapping them on the wrist in one area, and then they're teaming up with them in another area.
Yeah, let's be best buds.
Yeah.
And by the way, we're going to fine you.
Yeah. But they're teaming up to provide medical advice for common ailments such as migraines and flu via the tech giant's voice assistant, Alexa, aiming to help more patients at home and cut down on costs.
Boy, Alexa doctor giving actual medical advice. What could go wrong?
Well, let's just say that this is in a country with state-run health care. But I'm not going to say any more than that because this is not a political show.
Oh, I see.
The government said the plan is to give patients, especially the elderly, blind, and those unable to access the internet through traditional means, access to information verified by the National Health Service, or NHS, by using voice commands. The deal could ease pressure on the NHS by reducing the need to visit a doctor. However, there are concerns that older people who are used to telephonic or personal interactions, they might find it hard to adapt to newer technologies for healthcare services.
Interesting. I was reading the other day, too, though, about the current administration's efforts to help with Medicare, those people that are on Medicare, to be able to do telemedicine and have doctor visits via the phone. And, you know, whether it's FaceTime or otherwise, but being able to not have to be going to the doctor, spending as much money as you would and time and effort, maybe having to have a ride, that sort of thing, which apparently is not allowed currently under current rules, but they're trying to remove, which I think is a great idea for people, some of those regulations to get people. It's 2019, for crying out loud. Let's use technology.
Well, plus, you know, think about, you know, the being able to reach top doctors in the fields, no matter where they are in the country. I mean, I had a friend of mine who had, you know, had cancer and kept having to. This was years ago. Kept having to fly out to, I think it was Salt Lake City, because they had one of the top cancer places for the type of cancer he had.
Wow!
Imagine
that
nowadays you'd be able to just do a lot of that stuff over the phone.
Sure, and go over lab results with you. I mean, I've always thought that's the silliest thing, but most doctors require you come in if they have bad news. Of course, come in, talk to you in person, deal with some issues. But if it's just to tell you, well, everything came back okay, you know, you're doing fine, you know, you still need to work on exercise or whatever, I got it. That should almost automatically be telemedicine, if you will, or a virtual visit. Because, fine, why not? You know, just face-to-face still. You know it's your patient, because you hopefully have seen them before, or you have their picture on their file, whatever. And just deal with whatever you got to deal with, you know, or you you have a cut or something. Let me say, hold your phone closer. Yeah, that's going to need a couple stitches. You know, come on in or something. Fine, but if not, save everybody some time and money.
Yeah, I mean, I've even seen some apps lately that specialize in things like taking, you know, if you take a picture of like a mole or a birthmark on your thing, it'll help determine whether or not this is something you should be worried about, or you know, maybe you should go see a doctor. I mean, you know, that's just a birthmark. Don't worry about it, or a freckle. You know, don't worry about it. But,
sure.
You know, so the technology is there.
Ah, love it. We should be doing a lot more with health tech, and we do, but I think we need to do more and more. Sohn in Houston, Texas, welcome into Tomorrow.
I received a call from Comcast stating that I exceeded my 1 terabyte of data.
Oh, boy.
And I have like 7 Echo devices in my house. Do they drain my data?
Well, so no, your Echo devices are transmitting fairly little data. They'll use a little more if you use them to stream music, of course, but not enough to go over a 1 terabyte plan on their own. Your most likely culprit here is video streaming, particularly 4K video, but really anything will add up. Streaming media in general is what does it for most people. But high-def video, of course, uses much more bandwidth than just about anything else. So do you have multiple people in your household, perhaps, that stream video at the same time? That can certainly do it. Did you ditch cable for a streaming live TV service, for example? That upsets Comcast, and they'll be looking at your data usage. Well, he dropped us from cable, so let's go get him. I'm not saying that's a conspiracy theory, but a lot of people are saying ever since they cut their cable, they still use them, perhaps, whether it's Comcast or whatever cable company for internet. They've had those issues. Yeah, something to think about, something to look at. All that can add up quickly, if the things that I had mentioned earlier. But your Echo devices are likely not solely to blame, again, unless you're using them for lots and lots of audio and video streaming.
Yeah, you know, I've talked about a lot. I'm a cord cutter. I ditched my cable over a year ago and stream all of my content, including live TV using Hulu. Now, I logged into my Comcast account recently to check my data usage.
Uh-oh.
Unfortunately, in my neighborhood, my only choice for internet is either Comcast or satellite. And with the way that I use it, satellite isn't really an option. But I noticed that I typically use just under half of my terabyte limit each month. And I live alone, except for when my son is with me, usually streaming on one device at a time. So you can see how it would add up quickly if you have more than one device streaming HD content at a time. Now, I did see a notice on my account that said, you have 2 courtesy months to exceed a terabyte of usage without a charge.
They give you courtesy month?
Yeah.
Or 2?
Yeah.
Wow.
He goes on to say that after those courtesy months, I will be charged $10 for each 50 gigabytes of data, and that the charges will not exceed $200, no matter how much I use. Gee, thanks for doing me the favor, Comcast.
Yeah. It won't exceed $200 more
yeah.
than you're already spending. Oh, out of the goodness of their heart. They have a heart?
Yeah. Well, this is after they doubled my rate because I've been with them for more than a year.
Oh, great.
You know, I was paying $25 a month for the first year, and then as of month 13, I'm now paying $50 a month for the exact same service.
And you can't even call their bluff, because we recommend on the air all the time. When there's other carriers available, call your current carrier and say, listen, you either match the less expensive price, or I'm going to move, and then you'll lose me altogether. And most of the time, they'll match another competitor. But they know in your area, they're the monopoly.
Well, and that's the only way I even got that $25 a month rate. I went in last year when I cut the cord to turn in my cable boxes, and I said, I brought my modem with me, and I said, and here's the modem too, because you know you're charging me too much for the, because they told me over the phone that I didn't qualify for that rate. I said, so here's the modem too, unless you can qualify me for that new customer rate. And they said, yes, sir, we can do that for you. And,
well, do it again. Try it again. They don't know.
I'll just, you know, and
tell them you're going with satellite. You know, you're going to call HughesNet. And they know that that's a competitor. Now, if you're a big-time gamer, they know that that's not going to work, but you're not.
Yeah, but it was funny how they told me over the phone that they can't do anything else, and that's just the rate it is. And then when I show up at their local Comcast store with my box in my hand, they magically can give me that lower rate.
I think they fire employees if they actually accept a modem or something. So there's some incentive there. So bring it in again and call their bluff. Worst case, you say, ah, forget it, and you walk out with the modem and plug it back in. But I would do it, see if they'll at least come down a little bit. And try to stay competitive. Tell them you're just going to go with satellite. See what happens. Sohn, I hope that we helped you out a little bit there. And look into what other uses is around the house. And let us know, too. See what we can do. IntoTomorrow.com is where we'd like to hang out and meet you.
I can't get my computer to work.
Let me help you with that.
How'd you do that?
I just got techie with Geeks On Site.
Our geeks literally come on site. No need to stop what you're doing or block off time. We come to your home, office, or wherever you are. And we don't just fix whatever computer issues you might be having. We explain and teach you along the way so you can feel empowered and then help others at home or in your office. Better yet, don't have time for tech support to come to you? Let us remote into your desktop or laptop, and one of our geeks will instantly walk you through. We offer affordable prices on our remote services and IT support. You and those in your office will never have to wait hours to have your technical questions answered. Get your free computer diagnosis today with your very own geek.
Get started now and we'll help you instantly. Call 800-785-7512. 800-785-7512. That's 800-785-7512.
You know, 64% of us now regularly use another device while we're watching TV at the same time. So we wonder, what are you doing with your tech? That's the kind of participation on the show that also gets you a prize in our big summer giveaway. Stay tuned for more. Oh, and you want to know the items we have available for you so that you don't just say, send me a car, or something that we don't have available? Visit us at intotomorrow.com. Click on the link near the top of the page, right there, can't miss it, for the summer giveaway, and list all the goodies. They're all there. So you can mention 2 or 3 of those items when you call. We'll do our best. No promises, no guarantees to get them to you.
Or stay tuned to our next segment. We'll be going down the next few items in the list as well.
There you go. But we can't possibly mention all of them on the air. We try to do as many as we can every hour on the show. But the whole list is available for you. New stuff added this week, as a matter of fact, the web team tells me. When you visit intotomorrow.com, you'll see exactly what we're talking about. By the way, I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline. This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you by the Dexcom G6 Continuous Glucose Monitoring System. Make knowledge your superpower for managing type 1 diabetes. Visit Dexcom.com. That's DEXCOM.com.
Lori in Brunswick, Georgia, listens on 93.7 FM WBQO when you need to know. Hey, Lori.
I have two iPhones. One's an iPhone 6, and I have an iPhone 6 Plus.
I'm sorry.
I don't know how to back up. One's registered to me, and one is not registered. I don't know how to get the information off of the iPhone 6.
Well, Lori, you really have two options to back up your iPhones. The easiest one is to just flip a switch and let the phone do it in the background. And that's what you get when you turn on iCloud backups. Your phone just backs up your apps, photos, wallpaper, app layout, your settings, your contacts, text messages, bookmarks, everything. And it all happens without you having to do anything. Now, the catch is that Apple gives you 5 gigabytes for free. Anything over that costs you some money. Not that much, though. The first add-on package costs $1 a month, so it certainly is affordable. You can probably back up both of your phones with the free allowance, though.
Yeah, now, your other option is to back up using a computer and iTunes. You'll either plug your phone in or back up over Wi-Fi, and the backup will be stored on your computer. Now, it requires more work on your side, but it's free regardless of how big the backup is. Your easiest option will be to turn on iCloud backups on your phone settings, though. With two phones, you probably have enough free data to back them both up.
Yeah, and I can understand why Lori would want to back them up. And of course, you can do similar things with your Android devices, with Google Drive and that sort of thing. But Apple does tend to make it very easy, though, with iCloud.
Right, but of course, it's all a money-making thing because their lowest capacity phones are much more than 5 gig.
Yes.
So they know 5 gig's not going to be enough, so they anticipate you wanting to pay for more storage.
Yeah, and even at $1 a month, it can add up.
Yeah.
And you got to start thinking about, do you really need to back up everything? Now, it does let you select what you want to back up, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't just arbitrarily back up
right.
everything. So you might say, I don't need to back up my apps. Yeah, I have them and they're free or what have you. I'll just download them again if there's a problem. But you certainly want to back up all your data and your photos and your video and that sort of thing, by all means. And maybe you can stay under that 5 gigabyte capacity, or just a little bit more and spend $2-3 bucks, fine, you can justify that. Let us know what you think, and Lori, I hope that helps you out. IntoTomorrow.com. See you there.
Millions of people today have no dental insurance. If you're without insurance, do you have a plan to care for your teeth without spending a fortune? Introducing Dental Plans. How would you like to save 10 to 60% off your next dental visit for as little as $7 a month? We offer trusted dental savings plans from companies like Cigna and Aetna with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Be a part of the 1 million-plus happy smiles served since 1999 that save money when they visit the dentist. You can save on cleanings, dentures, braces, x-rays, fillings, crowns, root canals, and even teeth whitening. Call 800-634-0482 now to start saving immediately. Mention promo code RADIO to receive 15% off any plan and for a limited time, 1 month free. 800-634-0482. That's 800-634-0482. Fees billed annually plus a $20 processing fee. Savings plans are not insurance. Savings will vary by provider, plan, and zip code. Consult with plan detail page for additional plan terms. Not all plans and offers available in all markets.
Even George Lucas, or Stephen Hawking for that matter, couldn't imagine how the world would be taken over by video content. Won't it be interesting to see how the battles unfold as our universe expands all the way into tomorrow? Well, that'll get you thinking, I hope, a little bit. But will you be thinking enough to call in and participate on the show? You certainly want to do that. Erasmo's in the control room, H working with the show out of New York. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline.
And why do you want to call in, especially these days? Oh, let's see.
The cool Into Tomorrow hot summer giveaway.
Man, do we have a bunch of cool things to share with you this particular summer. For example,
from WeBoost, are you among many of us that have cell phone signal problems?
Probably.
They provided a couple of their Drive Sleek single-user vehicle cell phone signal boosters and their $500 Drive Reach multi-user vehicle signal booster.
That's pretty cool. How about from Silent Beacon, personal safety wearable devices? We got several of those valued at $100 each.
From Nautilus, they provided a Bowflex Select Tech 560 Dumbbells Bundle, the world's first smart dumbbells.
And I thought you were the world's first smart dumbbell.
I thought so, too. Yeah. But these include a 4.1 adjustable bench and a stand with media rack.
Oh, very cool. Worth over $800, I might add. How about Unbuckle Me? You have young kids, some toddlers maybe in car seats. Well, this makes kids' car seat buckles easy to deal with. They sent us a bunch of those, so if you have kids or grandkids or friends, mention that you'd like an Unbuckle Me. We'll also get you a little something else, too, but that's a very cool thing to make life easier for you.
And how many times have you wished you could pre-start your car to get it cooled off in the summer or warmed up in the winter?
Oh, all the time.
Directed has provided a box, 10 of their $800 Viper systems, the ultimate security remote start system for your vehicle.
Oh, that's pretty awesome. Now, installation is obviously not included unless you can convince Chris and buy him an airline ticket and he'll go help you out. But we do get you connected with a dealer, a 12-volt dealer in your area. Trust me, you want one of these ultimate Viper security remote start systems for your vehicle.
From Love Handle, we've got custom Into Tomorrow smartphone grips. They say you get ready to love your phone.
Yeah, you definitely want one of Dave's Love Handles. Again, that's the kind of thing that we can send you in addition to something else. So ask for one of Dave's Love Handles, won't you? From Ryobi, 18-volt Score wireless speaker sets worth $140 each.
And DE World, we've still got several of their grip all-in-one phone mounts for the car.
Lots of stuff, and we run out of time to give you the whole list. So how do you see the whole list? And we're adding stuff very regularly, even through the summer. More people sending us more goodies to share with you. Just visit intotomorrow.com and click on that post near the top there that says Summer Giveaway. And then you, too, will win, not just qualify to win. You win when your call makes it on the air, like Ken in Bullard, Texas, who listens on KTBB. Hello, Ken. Welcome into tomorrow.
I have two Samsung telephones, an S10e and an S10, and I want to set up one of them so I can do a Wi-Fi connection to my laptop computer. Wonder if that's possible and what are the specifications. I'm currently with Verizon and I have unlimited data, but I don't know how much they would allow me to use on a Wi-Fi connection through my smartphone.
Well, Ken, actually both the S10 and the S10e are capable of sharing their LTE connection via Wi-Fi to other devices, including your laptop, of course. In terms of speed, well, speed is barely worth mentioning. The phones themselves can access very fast networks and share them. They're actually rated for 2 gigabits per second down and 150 megabits per second up. But you won't get anywhere near those speeds, unfortunately. The reason for that is that Verizon won't be able to deliver those speeds, and neither will any other carrier, for that matter.
Yeah, Verizon is actually the bottleneck here in every way. We can't tell you how fast your connection will be or how much data you'll be able to exchange, because both of those are ultimately dependent on your contract with Verizon. So you'll really have to talk to them about your particular situation. What we can tell you, though, is this. The news is never good. All carriers nickel and dime their customers to death, and it's very likely that your limits won't be exactly great. Now, having said that, we do wish you the best of luck. You may find out that they'll give you more data than you need, at least on the go.
Yeah. And that's interesting, too, because all these carriers, unlimited data, well, everything has limits, because then they just throttle you down speed-wise, even.
Well, that's the thing, because, you know, T-Mobile promotes unlimited data on your phones, which I have the unlimited data plan, but it's only 3G speeds. You know, your tethering is only 3G tethering unless you pay for higher speed.
Of course. And that's crazy, because the whole point of you being able to have your own mobile hotspot is because you don't otherwise have a data connection. You don't otherwise have internet access. So you want to have at least whatever speed you can get. Well, T-Mobile automatically says, well, we'll give it to you, but it's only going to be 3G. We don't want to tie up our 4G network.
Unless you want to pay us for it.
Yeah, well, of course. Yeah. And then, oh, through the nodes. So, gee, thanks a lot there, buddy, John Legere. You know, instead of crock-potting Sundays, why don't you help people out that want to have their own little hotspot with your service? Fine, put some limits on it, do whatever you got to do. But when you need it, you have it.
Well, they got to pay for Sprint somehow, assuming that ever goes through.
Yeah. At the moment, it seems like it will.
Yeah.
Now, we do get the occasional email, and I got to tell you, emails don't qualify in the big summer giveaway. We will still send you a prize. It just won't be one of those really cool things. Bill, for example, who didn't even tell us where he's writing from or how he hears the show, sorry about that, but sent the following email.
He says, hi, I am recovering from a robotic radical prostatectomy to treat my prostate cancer. This procedure was done robotically. I needed no prescription pain meds. Truly miraculous. Best technology ever.
Well, cool. Congrats. Glad to hear that.
He says, on a completely unrelated note, I just listened to your demonstration of backseat navigator. I won't go into why, but I absolutely wish I had bought stock in Depends immediately before you did the demonstration.
What?
I would be very rich now.
Oh, no.
Thank you for making me laugh so hard.
You might recall, if you missed this last week in our favorite app of the week segment, hour one, right?
Yes.
I believe for the July 5th show.
Was that would it? Be July 5th, yes.
Yeah, it was. Okay, I had to quickly try to figure out what was 7 days ago. So the weekend of July 5th, check out hour one in the favorite app segment. And we shared a Rossmo's favorite app currently, which was Backseat Navigator. And what Bill is referring to, having to need Depends, is he laughed so hard he probably needed them,
yeah,
so right?
You can stop by our site at intotomorrow.com. Look for a post that's titled, Erasmo Takes a Disapproving Navigation App for a Drive. And you'll have a link to that audio.
Yes, Horatio and his team thought that was the best way to identify it because we made reference to Erasmo's experience. And if you missed it, you owe it to yourself. Don't worry, we bleeped all the stuff that you shouldn't hear on the radio, but you'll get the idea by all means. And it's only like 3.5 minutes, not even 3 minutes and 20-some seconds. But it's going to be the funniest 3 minutes that you can spend this week, I promise. So check it out at intotomorrow.com. And what was the title of the post again? It's going to be, just scroll down a little bit. It's not that far away. It was only last week.
It's Erasmo Takes a Disapproving Navigation App for a Drive.
There you go. And you'll see what he went through. And then don't forget to keep listening after we share the actual audio from this navigation app. And then we tell you what happened to him in the elevator. Out of his car, you would think, and he's thinking, okay, the navigation app is done. I'm going on to my appointment. That was bizarre. Dawn in LaBelle, Florida, listens to the free Into Tomorrow podcast. Hello, Dawn.
I was wondering if the Google Fi service is a inexpensive service, considering that they give discounted prices on their phones as well.
Well, Don, the final price of Google Fi really depends on how much data you need to use. But generally speaking, it is a fairly cheap service. You'll probably pay more than if you use something like Cricket or Boost, but you will probably pay less than if you use any major carrier. Google Fi tries to always force you to use Wi-Fi for everything. Their phone will connect to several public networks and try to always route calls and data over Wi-Fi, but they do have mobile data.
Yeah, now if you barely use mobile data and stick to Wi-Fi, the plans are not expensive, but they do go up in price with each data package you use up. The most you'll pay is about $80 a month for unlimited calls, texts, and data. The least you will pay is $20. Now, the $60 difference is your mobile data cost. Now, if you don't use that much mobile data, it may be a good move. If you use a lot, it's not terrible, but there are cheaper plans out there.
Yeah, so it really depends on how much mobile data you think you're going to need. But you can always move away from it, too. Our friend Fausto, who works with the show a lot, graphic designer, web designer, that sort of thing, he uses Google Fi and swears by it. Thinks it's the best thing since sliced bread. But then he's from Ecuador, so, you know, you got to take that into account. But no, he likes it and says it's a really good plan. So, Don, I hope you'd like it as well, and let us know how it works out for you. And it'll help our other listeners, too, to determine whether they should do such a thing as well. Intotomorrow.com and call us. Be involved in the summer giveaway. It's that easy. 800-899-4686 anytime.
Patrick was way behind on his IRS taxes.
I was in way over my head. The total amount ended up being somewhere just over $30,000. $30,000.
Then the IRS came to collect.
Started getting letter after letter. A lien had been filed against me. They were going to basically, like, hang me completely out to dry.
He had to do something.
That's when I reached out to Optima Tax Relief.
Patrick's life quickly got a lot easier.
It was very easy. Pretty much hands off, you know. They picked up the ball and ran with it.
And how'd it go?
I couldn't believe it. I had to ask, like, two or three times. I saved an incredible amount of money.
How does Patrick feel about Optima?
Couldn't be happier. They definitely helped me. Optima Tax Relief. the best place to call. They're the best in the business.
Do what Patrick did and call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation.
Call 800-619-3424. 800-619-3424. 800-619-3424.
Optima Tax Relief.
So you want a really good laptop or tablet but don't want to break the bank? Are you looking to maybe upgrade your desktop or trick out your gaming system? Well, you want to call us here at Into Tomorrow anytime, and we're happy to provide our input for you. It's kind of what we do, among other things, as we try to solve your digital dilemmas. Let us answer any consumer tech questions you have anytime, 24/7, by calling the following toll-free number at your leisure.
800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686. Don't forget that you can listen to Into Tomorrow 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, via our website at intotomorrow.com. That 24/7 stream is provided by StreamGuys.com.
Justin in Iuka. Did I say it correctly?
You did say it correctly.
Why, thank you. In Iuka, Mississippi. Did I say that correctly?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Listens on Supertalk 94.3 FM. Hello, Justin.
Hey, Dave. Going on a trip to Rome next spring.
Cool.
I'd like to know of any new travel tech or gear that would be interesting to take with me.
Well, Justin, absolutely. Good question, too. There are a few gadgets and apps that can make your travel life a bit easier. The main thing, of course, is to take your phone. Obviously, you will. But apps like Google Maps can help you get to where you're going by car, public transit, or even by foot. Apps like Yelp can help you find places to eat in neighborhoods that you're not familiar with. It's one of Chris's favorites. And there are plenty of translator apps available these days, so you can communicate with people and even translate signs using artificial reality or augmented reality, if you will. That's kind of cool. We experiment with that every time we travel around the world and just hold up our phone to a sign that we may even know what it says, but we want to just see how it translates, how well it does. It's getting better and better.
Yeah, now that means you'll, of course, want some kind of data plan. Now, it can come either from your own carrier, but you can also use a device like the SkyRoam that we travel with when we go to Berlin every year.
I don't leave the country without it. I use it in China regularly. I use it everywhere outside of the country, and it makes a huge difference, their new Solus model.
Yeah, so this will let you connect several devices at once and enjoy LTE speeds all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And you pay for it by the day. So if you decide you don't need to use it on any one given day, you don't have to pay for it for that day.
That's true. You save the pass. You buy 5 day passes, and maybe you don't need it if you're going to be out for 7 or 8 days. Use it only as you need it. But if you use a minute in one day, you've used up a day, so then use the heck out of it.
Right, but that's very helpful because unlike with a carrier, you're not having to pay for like an entire month of international data if you're going to be traveling for 2 or 3 days.
Yeah, you can stay on, use all the data you want in that 24 hours.
Yeah, now the main and most useful tech that you can bring along with you is your phone. It's a camera, a GPS, a tour guide, and sometimes it can even unlock your hotel room door. So there's not really much else you really need.
Sue in Bell River, Ontario, listens on AM 800 CKLW, the information station. Hello, Sue.
What is the best product that I can buy to show on my television security outside? I want to see what activity is going outside through my television.
Well, I get that. That's a cool idea as well. A lot of people do that. There really, Sue, are two relatively easy ways to go about this. The least satisfying one to use will be sharing your phone screen using screen mirroring and playing your security camera video there. A lot of people do that if they're not otherwise watching a show and just leave it on. Phones are more popular as camera screens these days since they can access the cameras from anywhere. Unfortunately, the steps required to get the cameras to show up on a TV will probably make it so that you only ever watch them on your phone and never on your TV. Yeah. But it can be done, just not so conveniently.
Yeah, I mean, your other option really is to buy any camera system that comes with a DVR that has an HDMI output. Any of those can be hooked up to a TV just as easily as they can be connected to any other type of monitor. And using one of those means that the image will be available as soon as you change the channel.
Yeah, and we've done we've talked about some of those, I think, last week or week before on the show. They start very inexpensively, and of course you get what you pay for, but you can get like a four-camera system for $100 in some place. You can get them in the big box stores, you know, look around at Target or BJ's or those kind of places, or you can get eight cameras or 16 cameras. They usually come in those kind of configurations. And it, then you need someone to install them, too. So you got to keep that in mind, Sue. But there's easy ways to do it. Then you just flip the switch, you know, HDMI 2, and boom, there's your cameras. And that's an easy way to do it as well. Yeah. But your phone, I use my phone with my security cameras around the house more than anything else, too.
Yeah, and if you go with those other multi-camera security systems, either stick with a brand you know or try to check the reviews, because it's very easy to get some really Chinese knockoff brands that, yeah, that you really won't be able to know what quality you're getting.
Yeah, side door Korean things that, oh, it's great for the week. Yeah. And then they died or something. Let us know what you end up with, Sue, because it'll help others. Intotomorrow.com for more info. And, of course, call us anytime, 800-899-INTO.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-806-3752. That's 800-806-3752.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-806-3752. That's 800-806-3752.
Wearable technology continues to take the fashion industry by storm, but is it sustainable? I'm Dave Graveline. The Into Tomorrow team and I want to know what you think. Would you spend more to be fashionable with tech? Let us know at 800-899-4686. That's 800-899-INTO. And then, of course, when you call these days, anytime, 24-7, you automatically are entered and win in the cool Into Tomorrow hot summer giveaway once your call is on the air. Please don't just call and say, love the show, now I want to win a prize. Well, thank you for loving the show, and that we're delighted to hear from you, but that doesn't make it on the air, you see. You got to ask a question, make a comment, help another listener, share with us what your favorite app is these days and the details of it. Don't just call and say, my favorite app is XYZ. Click. Again, if we, that's not participating. Let us hear from you. And then, when you call in, mention two or three of the items that we have on the list available for you. Check out the post at intotomorrow.com. And no promises, no guarantees, but we'll do our best to get one of those items to you, match it up with something that you will use and appreciate. Isn't that how it works? All right. The guy shaking his head and nodding on the radio would be Chris, and I'm Dave. And
this portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by HughesNet, America's number one choice for satellite internet. Text the word radio to 35,000 for more info. Again, text the word radio to 35,000.
Denise in Starkville, Mississippi, listens on Super Talk 97.3. Hello, Denise.
How safe is the Venmo app, and what are your recommendations on Venmo or any other money apps?
Well, Denise, the Venmo app is generally safe to use. It's owned by PayPal, so at least you know there's a big publicly traded company behind it that stands to lose a lot if there's a data breach. You just search for their names on the app, select how much money you want to send or request, and do it. There's really not much to it. Otherwise, it's a very fast, free way of transferring money to others.
Yeah. Now, the app does have a social media aspect to it. You get sort of a news feed listing transactions that your friends have made. Now, it doesn't list personal info, but you'd be able to see who paid who, assuming their privacy settings were set to public, which, unfortunately, is the default.
Oh, I don't think I'd like that. that.
Yeah. But you can go into the settings and change the default to participants only, and then only you and the other person on the other end of your transaction will see that in your feeds.
That's what it is the case with Cash App, which I use Cash App, and I like that. If a friend says, hey, you need anything from Target while I'm there? Oh, yeah, can you grab such and such? Sure. And then he'll just send me a picture of the receipt or something, and I'll Cash App it to him, or he'll request it and put down the item name. And then you know what you're paying for, and it's very easy. And it's no cost if you want it into your bank 3 business days later, and fine. It makes it easy. Now, as for recommendations, they're really all the same. Venmo, Cash App, as I mentioned, Zelle, Apple, and Google Pay, they're all basically the same sort of interchangeable apps. Just use whichever the people you want to exchange funds with are on. And it makes your life and theirs a lot easier. So, Denise, good question. Glad we had that kind of variety to address as well. What can we do to solve your digital dilemma? 800-899-INTO.